Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hey, good morning, President Trump.
Good morning, Chastity and Ajax.
Hey.
It's an honor to have me on your show again.
It really is an honor.
Chastity, interesting.
Yeah. As always.
Wow, look at that.
What's your reaction to the Democratic presidential campaigns?
They're dropping like flies, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mayor Pete. That was really sad.
I was surprised.
I was really disappointed about Mayor Pete. He dropped out before I had a chance to learn how to pronounce his name.
See?
So sad.
Me too.
I had no idea.
Right?
I was getting close.
That's called Mayor Pete.
So sad.
What about Bernie Sanders? What do you think about that deal?
You know what? I thought he was going to do better on Tuesday.
Wait, I think, is he on the phone? Can we conference him in?
You're kidding.
Yeah. Hello, Bernie?
Hello, Chaz and AJ. Good to be with you.
Hello, Mr. Sanders.
Hey.
Crazy Bernie.
Hello, Donald. My cardiologist said I could celebrate as long as I didn't try to hip-hop dance on the stage during my stump speech.
We were just talking about you having a dance-a-thon with Joe Biden, and how do you think you would do if you two were to finish this off by having a dance marathon?
Oh, I could dance him under the table.
Oh, really?
What type of dance would you dance?
I would do a Paso Doble.
Oh, wow.
Followed by a... electric boogaloo.
Nice.
Wow.
Nice.
I like to switch it up. You know,
bust a move. Yeah. I might bust a hip.
As long as it's okay with the heart doctor.
Were you surprised that Biden did so well and he took Texas?
Not sure exactly what happened there. You know, because I look at Joe and I'm like, this guy? I'm losing to this guy?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
I hear you, yeah.
I was going to say, what happened is people voted for him and not you. That's what happened.
Well, that's the obvious thing.
That's how it seems, yes.
They don't want a socialist, Bernie. You understand, right?
Donald, I can't wait to beat your tuchus in November.
Bring it on, Bernie.
Mr. Sanders, it seems like you really energized the young people.
You know, I just want to say I'm very proud of the campaign we've run and continue to run. This is by no means over. Now, that being said, I have started a movement.
A movement?
Well, actually, a bowel movement. I need to excuse myself from the call.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. All right. Thank you, Mr. Sanders.
Bernie 2020.
All right, Bernie, thank you.
Well, that was fast.
Yeah.
It's probably going to be a while. I know he likes to read the Communist Manifesto on the toilet.
That'll be interesting to watch a debate. See if he makes it through.
It's going to be fun. No matter who it is, it's going to be fun. But Super Tuesday's a lot of fun.
Yeah, what did you make of that?
It's great to see all these Democrats try their best to see who's going to get the honor of losing to me in November. Really beautiful. Even Sleepy Joe surprised me. I mean, he holds the record, I think, now for the most endorsements ever received by a geriatric candidate.
Wow.
Yeah. The sad part is he doesn't even remember who endorsed him.
Yeah.
And what do you think about Michael Bloomberg dropping out?
You know what? I blame it all on the lack of decent platform heels. It's so sad.
Mini Mike choked. Yep.
$500 million.
Right. It's a TV show, American Samoa.
You wasted a lot of money. I mean...
A lot of money.
Lots of money.
Lots of money.
Big, hugely big money.
More than I wasted on the Taj Mahal in Atlantic City.
Wow.
I remember that one.
Yeah.
That was a good casino.
It was at first.
And what do you think about the congresswoman from Hawaii?
Oh, I knew. Yeah, there was another woman running for president besides Pocahontas.
Right.
What's her name? Tulsi?
Gabbard?
Tulsi Gabbard. Yeah. Gabbard.
That was it.
I Googled her, guys.
And?
In all fairness, she's actually a fairly hot chick. You know, a solid 6, maybe a 7 in very low lighting.
Nice.
But unfortunately, you know, at last count, I think Tulsi was polling 3 points behind the coronavirus.
Oh.
Thank you, President Trump.
Stay huge, Chaz and AJ.
Do we have any of his bubbles from today?
Really, Donald?
Of course
some. Not all, because it's been
something important.
It's been a good bubble day.
Yes, thank you.
Here we go.
Pay attention. Nope.
Not top 10. Nope. Yeah, no. A couple of days I haven't seen it. Yep. Nope.
It's kind of like chili when you drop in a piece of cheese.
Like you said, it's Fubble Thursday.
I said cheese.
Those are my favorite, when you think you spoke completely perfectly correct.
I gave it a shot.
Like, I was clear as glass, guy.
I gave it a shot.
That's my piece of cheese. That's my favorite one.
Which one, the cheese?
That's good.
It's kind of like chili when you drop in a piece of cheese.
I couldn't even do that if I tried.
I know.
How does he do it?
I don't know.
Am I not
it's
kind right
of like
here?
Chili when you drop in a piece of cheese.
Cheese.
Is it Friday yet?
Do one more time.
Now relax. Relax, hyena.
It's kind of like chili when you drop in a piece of cheese.
Hyena and goose boy all going nuts over here.
Piece of cheese.
God, I hope you don't die from laughing, choking over here. Hey, why don't you drink some water while you're laughing? And they wonder why I drink so much on the weekends.
AJ, smile. We're going to take a picture.
I'm going to cheese. I'm going to.
What's your favorite sandwich of bacon, egg, and
cheese?
I got to take my sweater off. Oh, boy.
Speaking of cheese.
Oh.
So you guys doing good?
Yeah, no, it's been a great football day.
Good.
Can we hear that montage one more time,
really?
Please?
Really? Pay attention. Nope, 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 none, not top 10, nope.
Yeah, no, a couple of times I haven't seen it, yep, nope.
It's kind of like chili when you drop in a piece of cheese.
Like you said, it's Football Thursday.
I said cheese.
I should have a cooking show.
Cheese.
Now, what were you saying? It's kind of like chili when you drop in a piece of cheese.
Right. Well, Melinda landing in the volcanic thing. It melts.
Right.
Like that. That's how it was supposed in my mind.
All right.
Piece of cheese.
Very.
I'm knock it off.
Very funny.
What do you put on your mouse trap?
Piece of cheese.
Your friggin' neck.
It's the right word. It just stumbled a few times.
You know, if I was the Hulk by now, I'd have thrown everybody out of the building.
Yeah.
Rawr!
Piece of cheese.
I love it.
Good morning, brother.
Hey, good morning. How's it going?
Good morning. Lots to talk to you about. And yes. Folks are posting stuff on our Facebook page and calling in. If you have a question about your favorite band, 1-877-764-2535. Let's start with Genesis. They announced that they're going to tour the UK and Ireland, and will they be coming to the U.S.?
I have no indication they are, but I would imagine they are.
Gotcha.
Nobody gets a reunion tour for 10 shows.
Right.
It just doesn't happen. So I'm sure this tour will expand. My guess is they are... just putting their ideas together everywhere else, but I would expect you would see them in the U.S.
And a band like that, do you think that's a Boston and New York, or do you think you might be able to get them?
Well, I think I might be able to get them. We have a great relationship with them. I've had a real long-standing relationship with them. Phil Collins is shorter than me, and I like any artist that's shorter than me.
You gotta say,
like, I become friendly with short artists. I think that whenever you have Mohegan Sun in the state, there's always a chance of getting big acts. We saw that happen with U2, which was essentially right. Doing giant stadiums and multi arena dates, and bing, we slip a little U2 show into Mohegan Sun. So I'm hopeful it will. I have not been called yet though.
How many Genesis shows do you think you've put on in your career? Probably a lot.
Oh, sure. I remember one, two I put on up at the Carrier Dome in Syracuse, June 1 and 2, I think it was, back about 30 years ago, and I had just started booking in upstate New York, and I go into the, people don't know, the Carrier Dome's where Syracuse University plays their basketball and football games, and I walk in there, and first thing that happens to me is the road manager comes up to me and says, Phil Collins would like to speak to you. Oh, great, great. I know
okay.
Phil, so
yeah.
I walk over to Phil. Hey, Phil, how's it going? He goes, you aware that this is not an air-conditioned venue? I had this happen to me once with Eddie Murphy.
Right.
In a different venue.
Right.
It was an ice rink.
Right, yeah.
And I assumed an ice rink would be air-conditioned, and you know the old assume, how you break that word up?
Yeah, they have ice.
Right.
Yeah, so right. I made the assumption that since the name of the venue was the Carrier Dome, since Carrier was the big air-conditioning company, in Syracuse, that it was an air-conditioned venue. I was wrong. It was not an air-conditioned venue. They have an air-filled roof, which makes it impossible to air-condition it. And Phil said, we're going to spend the next 2 days in misery because it's so damn hot here, and you put me in an unair-conditioned venue. And I said, but it's called the Carrier Dome. Well, Phil right. Collins had no idea what Carrier was.
Right.
He's not American, so I tried to explain to him that I'm might be partially stupid, but I'm not completely stupid.
You should say misunderstanding to him. There must be some misunderstanding. That would work. He would have laughed.
That is good.
Wowie.
Yeah, so sure, I've worked with Phil Collins and Genesis.
Yeah, long night behind the drums.
Yeah, I've had wonderful times with them.
Right. Yes.
Well, that'll be part of the deal. We'd love to have you at Mohegan Sun, and it is air-conditioned.
We'll make the place real chilly that night, I
exactly.
guarantee you.
Right, yeah. Make it freezing.
Were you working with Genesis when Peter Gabriel was still in the band?
No, I never did that. Okay. No, never did that. Yep. And I think they might have played Waterbury once, but it wasn't my show. For some reason, I still remember the Peter Gabriel Genesis playing the Waterbury Palace Theater, but I might be wrong on that.
So
but
Phil
it wasn't
Collins,
my show, no.
Phil Collins clearly the leader of that band.
Yeah. There is no Genesis without Phil Collins. There's no Police without Sting. Right. There are certain artists that just overwhelm the group, and Journey does fine without Steve Perry. That works.
Right.
But there's no Genesis without Phil Collins.
Speaking of Journey, there's Journey news. I haven't confirmed this, but I got an email that Journey recently fired Ross Valerie and Steve Smith.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
Oh,
they did.
Really?
Yes, they fired him.
Wow.
It's a very interesting story. It's typical business where who owns the name Journey, and Ross and Steve both claimed that they had some rights to the name Journey, but the other three guys claimed they had their name Journey, and they went into court and they tried to steal the name Journey, Ross and Steve, and they got fired by the guys who really do own the name Journey.
Oops.
Wow.
Right.
Who
Bad
really
plan.
Owns Journey? So Neil Sean, I would think Steve Perry.
Perry gave it up.
Oh.
When he retired.
Oh.
But he did own it. Jonathan Cain.
Oh.
And actually, the new lead singer owns a piece of Journey.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Yeah. That's part of
so
pay.
New anymore, but yeah.
It's got to be weird for Ross Valerie
now,
thinking
yes.
that this karaoke singer
right.
now owns a piece of Journey and he doesn't.
Yeah, he's in a different Journey now, yeah.
That's sad.
Yeah, it's you know what? When you're making a ton of money, everybody should just get along. That's how I feel.
Right.
Things could be going. These guys are going to be or in their 70s. Live it out. Why fight? It's not worth it.
Right. So I guess you should probably just, if you're in Journey, figure Neil Sean is the guy and just be happy you're playing, right?
Yeah. Look, Neil and Jonathan wrote a lot of the great songs with Steve Perry. With all due respect to Steve Smith, who's a hell of a drummer, he never really wrote any of the songs. And, you know, Journey is really about their songs. And that's been proven when Steve Perry left and they found a guy who sings just like Steve Perry.
Right.
It's all about Don't Stop Believing, Who's Crying Now. You can go right down the line of all that great songs.
All those songs that I wrote.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, and the writers are Jonathan Cain in general, because I'm a Journey fan. I know that. Jonathan Cain is a key writer in the band, actually. And so is Neil Sean, and so is Steve Perry.
Yeah. I saw one Journey show. It was one of your shows. I could not tell you who was playing drums, if it was Steve Smith or somebody else. And on bass was...
Randy Jackson.
Randy Jackson,
right.
Exactly.
Who
right.
was in the band originally a long time ago, too, right?
Yeah, it was in the Hartford Civic Center, that show, if that's one you're talking about.
Yeah. No, what do you mean a long time ago?
Randy Jackson at one time was the bass player for Journey, because they had mentioned that in American Idol. He was a former Journey bass player.
Isn't that what I just said?
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-oh. When things are going well and you're making a lot of money, let's get along.
Right.
Make sure.
Rival Sons, Adolph and Weathersfield wanted to know about them.
Well, you don't have to travel too far. May 17th, they'll be at the Webster Theater. So
you got about four or five miles
to go see them on May 17th. Tickets are on sale.
Dave wants to know about AC/DC.
You know, that's a good question. They are one of the best artists at keeping things quiet, so you never know what's going on. I was talking to their agent yesterday, and he doesn't even know what's going on.
Yeah.
But he says that's not a surprise. He will get a call from the manager and say, by the way, I want to go out on tour. And I said, okay, who's in the band? Because, you know, Chris Slade was the new drummer from a few years ago.
Right.
And Phil Rudd was the drummer, And then he got arrested for trying to murder somebody, right. Planning to murder somebody. That's not a good thing.
Not a good thing.
Very rock and roll, though.
It's always the drummer.
Especially if he got caught.
Right.
The problem was he got caught.
Right, exactly.
So I would venture a guess that you will see AC/DC. The rumor is Brian Johnson can tour with them again. His hearing is much better. And we might see AC/DC. And, you know, they would be great in Connecticut. They haven't been in Connecticut in probably close to 30 years now.
Damn.
Boy, I feel like just the fact that you were on the phone with the manager yesterday.
The agent.
That's encouraging, though.
Something about that.
Yeah.
Well, no. I read the same thing.
Okay.
So I jumped at it.
Oh, gotcha. See?
I can't help being me.
Yep. This is why you're you.
This is why you're you.
Yeah, I know it's annoying to some people. I'm sorry. I apologize to those people that I call and annoy. That's how we get shows in Connecticut.
Yeah, hey, I was just reading this.
That works.
On the schedule.
That works.
Robert Plant announced a limited small tour.
Yeah, I would have loved to have had it in Bridgeport. The timing really wasn't right. It was too early in the summer. Capitol Theater in Port Chester is about the closest. He's coming, which is a great venue if you ever want to go see a concert. I actually saw Joe Cocker there with Mad Dogs and Englishmen.
That was
50 years ago I saw that show. So it's a beautiful venue. But no plans for Connecticut.
Blackberry Smoke. Bozzy was emailing me this week. There was some confusion of start time or...
Yeah, Blackberry Smoke with the Allman Betts Band and J-Mo from the Allman Brothers will be playing our amphitheater in Bridgeport on July 28th. The tour gets announced. That's great. Most of the tour is going on sale tomorrow. As I've mentioned in the past, we're reconfiguring our seating there, and we're not ready to go on sale. We'll probably go on sale. My guess is Friday, March 20 is when we'll go on sale with our show.
Okay.
As I mentioned last time, we've cut the capacity. We made the seats wider. We now have armrests. We now have cup holders. There are a lot less seats in the house than we had planned because the seats are bigger and wider and take more room up. So we're actually going to be out there next Wednesday taking a final look before we give the thumbs up and start putting shows on sale.
Oh, cool. Fun.
See?
Yes.
It's all good.
Janet wants to know about Neil Young.
Ah, good question. I'm very excited. I hope he tours. If he does tour, he will be playing, as he put it, the Hartford Civic Center. But we're fingers crossed. I'm talking to him about the XL Center, of course, now. I expect that it will happen. It should be announced sometime in the next few weeks, unless he changes his mind. He's good at changing his mind, by the way.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay. Right. We didn't know that part of it.
Yeah. He said he wasn't going to tour in 2020, and 2 days later he said he is going to tour. And he's not sure he's going to tour. So
maybe he's forgetful.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Maybe it's a memory problem.
He's not so young anymore.
Yeah. Let's see. Sally wants to know. No, it's Chris in Orange. Pearl Jam.
Oh.
Lots of people asking about Pearl Jam because it's hard to get tickets for New York.
Right.
Yeah, I'm hoping for a fall tour. I'm hoping for an XL Center or a Mohegan Sun play in the fall. But the spring tour is already set on sale and sold out.
John, who works at our sister station, The Fox, who interned here, wants to know about Tedeschi Trucks.
They're playing the Westfield Music Bowl in July, early July. I don't remember the date. The only reason I know it's early July is I would have brought it to Bridgeport if it was later in July. But we weren't open yet.
Dominic wants to know about Gathering of the Vibes. Now, this was never your deal. You look to the Bridgeport Amphitheater for those shows.
We spoke to the mayor about reviving Gathering of the Vibes, obviously with a little different name since the guy who owns that, the Gathering of the Vibes, probably owns the name.
Yeah.
But we decided this year we're going to concentrate on the Bridgeport Amphitheater. But it doesn't mean that next year we wouldn't try something out at Seaside Park.
Oh, so that was a great question.
Very cool.
Yeah. It's a beautiful site, beautiful view of the water. The mayor took me over there, and I'm very close to the mayor of Bridgeport. I would do anything to help him, help the economy of Bridgeport. He's a good friend and a very good mayor. In any way I can help him get reelected, which is still 4 years away, but nonetheless show how vibrant he's making Bridgeport. So we're interested. It's open right now, but it won't be this year. It won't be this year.
That would be a thing.
Yeah.
If you were involved, because that just raises the level.
Well, Well, we would do Gathering of the Tribe, and I'd only let my tribe there. Well, only Jews would be allowed at the concert. That's all.
Right.
David Lee Roth, Bob Dylan, and
Neil Diamond. What other,
Michael Bolton, Neil Diamond.
Neil Diamond.
Everybody gets a yarmulke when they walk in.
Exactly right. Starts at sundown.
Any change of plans for concerts this summer with the looming coronavirus?
That's a good question. There are no change of plans. From what we hear, it will be basically non-existent once it gets warmer. At
right.
least. There you go. I've heard the president say that, so hopefully that's true. I liken it to the flu, because the flu is really not present during the summer months either. And this seems to be the same type of virus that the flu is. So no change of plans. You know, we're prepared. We're a giant worldwide company, so we're not one of those little companies that, you know, can't figure out what to do. We're going to make sure we have more hand sanitizer out for people in the bathrooms at Oakdale and things like that, just to make people more comfortable.
Perfect.
Starting right away.
T. All
right, Keith in Naugatuck wants to know about, I'm sorry, it's Mike, whoever. Keith in Naugatuck, Mike Patton, Faith No More.
Faith No More is going to do a summer tour, but not planning to hit Connecticut.
Oh.
Where's the guy in the oil truck that always calls?
Mark Parton.
Right.
He's... Is that Mark Parton? Is that Mark from the oil truck?
Yep. Hold on. Mark? Mark?
Come in, Mark.
Mark in the oil truck.
Mark.
All right. We lost him.
Yeah.
Bye, Mark.
I lost Jimmy, too.
Oops. Damn it.
Oh, no.
Damn it.
Mark, I always talk to. Jimmy, I talk to once a week, so right. I don't want to lose Jimmy.
Right. We still love you, Mark.
Right.
Just so you know.
Gina in Manchester wants to know about Blue Easter Cult. Mark was calling about Steve Hackett. Do you know who that is?
Guitarist, right?
Yeah, he used to play guitar for Genesis.
Right. And he was somebody else also. Wasn't he with, like, another big band?
I think he was solo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Trying to get Jimmy back on the show.
I'm thinking of Buddy Hackett. That's, you know,
Buddy Hackett. Did we lose him?
I think we lost him.
Yeah.
Oh,
damn
Jimmy.
It.
Damn it.
Damn it.
Damn it. Damn it.
Damn it.
Damn it.
Well, sorry about that.
Yeah.
That was me.
No, that's all right. Now that I'm single, I'm used to people hanging up on me.
All he said was, hello. My name is Jimmy.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. How is the lady?
She's doing great. Well, she's doing great. Thanks. Yeah.
Well, Jack's doing good?
Yeah, Jack's doing great. Laying right here.
Hey, Jack.
What could be better?
Never yelled in the airport. Hi, Jack.
All right. Gina in Manchester wants to know about Blue Easter Cult and Buck Cherry.
Not on the same show, I would think. She's got, you know, taste from the 70s and taste from the 21st century. Look, they're not Blue Oyster Cult always tours,
right?
But they generally play Toads and places like that. And we're starting to book Toads. It's actually a good idea, so we might look at bringing them into Toads.
Oh, excellent!
Smooth.
It really is a good idea. They should play Toads, and I'll mention that to the office when I get in. As far as Buck Cherry, no touring plans at the moment.
Right.
Kathy in Cheshire wants to know about the Goo Goo Dolls.
Goo Goo Dolls are touring this summer, but no Connecticut play since they played Mohegan Sun in December.
Mark in the oil truck, who we lost when we were trying to conference you in, wanted to know about Steve Hackett from Genesis.
You know, they never called Steve Hackett to play. So he is not in the band.
He's probably pretty pissed off right now.
He left in the... He was gone by the late 70s.
1977
he couldn't hack it. That's why, yeah.
Wow, how do you know that? That it was 77?
Only because I read it.
Oh.
See?
Yep. He's only in the band for 6 years, but he sure made a career for himself after that.
He did. Right. He did.
Right.
Yeah, he really did. I mean, he was really popular.
And Peter Gabriel, is there not good blood between Genesis and Peter Gabriel? Because that would be
I think there actually is good blood. I just think Peter Gabriel's not interested in doing a Genesis tour, but they do get along very nicely.
So, what would you bring him out for, like, one song? Like, one or two Genesis
Sledgehammer
songs? They had all the hits when Phil Collins took over lead vocals.
True. Yep.
Yeah, but he could still play in the band, and then he could sing lead on the songs that he sings lead on. So, it's sort of like what the Eagles do. They switch off lead vocals to whatever song it is. I'd love to see it, but Peter Gabriel tours on his own.
Dan wants to know about Shinedown.
Shinedown's going to tour this summer. We're working on what's going to happen. It probably will end up at Mohegan Sun.
Oh, sweet.
Okay.
And anything happening at Mohegan Sun that we may want to know about? Tom Cantone hinted at a couple of things.
Oh, yeah.
We tried to do the math on it. I don't want to get him in trouble. He didn't really say anything.
No, no.
But you know how he speaks in puns?
Stealthy
hints. And riddles?
Right.
Yeah.
Wait.
Yes, he does.
Like a supervillain, yes.
Yeah. So he's talking, and we're like, well, who are you working on? And he goes, who knows? And we thought, does that mean the who?
Oh, that was
right.
Good.
Right, yeah. Right.
I get that totally.
Right.
Good
yeah.
Answer.
See? Right. Boom, like that.
So we're going to leave it at a who knows?
Oh, yeah. He's really great.
Ah.
And by the way, he won't share it with you.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Right. All right.
Okay.
About to find ourselves. Right?
Perfect. Ashley's going to be hitting you up for tickets for
okay.
What may or may not be happening there, Mohegan
Sun. It might be the same weekend, actually.
Wow.
What?
Seriously? Wow.
Who knows? We might share it with you.
Who knows?
Oh, so good.
See?
Right.
Love this.
Wow.
No accidents currently reported in southern Connecticut. 95. And the
what's your problem? Jeez, what is wrong with you? Get out of here.
Finish your thing.
Oh, my God. No. Get out. Do you see what he did?
He killed him already.
A bug?
Oh, no.
Just a bug. Oh, my God. It was huge.
It's not huge.
It almost killed me. All right. 95. The
how did the bug do?
Southbound. It was in my face.
Did you kill it?
Oh, 30.
It died of fright.
I don't know.
Oh, no, it's dead.
Oh. And now, moment of silence.
She stomped it.
The bug.
You killed it?
I flailed and freaked out. I don't know what happened.
That was our mascot.
I blacked out.
That was Buggy.
Oh, my God.
That was Buggy, our mascot.
Poor little guy.
Oh, and now we're moment of silence.
That's Phil's fault.
I like it.
You oh, my God.
Right
he died in traffic.
You'll be sitting on 95 in the Parkway southbound for 30 minutes. Okay. With an Allstate agent, you get a local expert in help finding the best coverage for you. And because they live in your community, you can always count on them to be there when you need them most. Plus, when you bundle home and auto, you can save. So call your local Allstate agent today. Are you in good hands? That's your Chaz and AJ, People's United Bank Traffic Report.
Chaz and AJ, LuxyRide.com News.
Breaking news out of Milford. A bug was recently murdered.
Yes.
Got way too close to my face.
It was bugicide.
Wow.
It was death by Ashley.
Very sad.
Oh, poor Buggy.
Very sad. Poor Bug. He's just,
it's
doing his little bug thing.
Breaking news here. We have information of the death of a bug murdered in the prime of his life live on the radio. Let's go to the scene of the murder. AJ is in the monkey cage now. AJ.
Chaz, thank you very much. I'm here at the scene of the bug murder. Apparently, according to sources, the bug had entered the room, surprising Ashley, who then whipped around and killed the bug by stomping on him until he was dead.
I'm going to put you in the city. I don't know why. But.
We have several crime scene investigators here right now. You can see there's a little line of a drawing of a bug on the ground over here where the bug was.
Very good.
And her shoe was taken away as a part of the evidence.
All right.
Back
so
to you,
the
Chaz.
Investigation continues.
We'll have more on some developed, yes.
Okay. Let's go to Phil now. Who witnessed the murder.
Well, yeah, they as AJ mentioned, they took the body away. I guess they have already put together all of the information they have here at the crime scene. So he's been taken away to the coroner's office where they're going to perform further tests. But we can confirm that he is dead. So this was a murder.
Very sad. It appears that there are other bugs now outside protesting the death and murder of this poor innocent bug. They're gathering in numbers.
Or Ashley told a bad joke.
I only tell good jokes.
Let's talk to the person who's accused of murdering this bug right now. Ashley.
The bug was in my space. It surprised me. And I reacted. And it shouldn't have been in my space.
Should we call Norm Pattis?
Why does she sound like Darth Vader?
I don't know.
She's like a Darth Vader rapper. Like a Darth Vader rapper. What was in my face?
Wow. The murder of a face. Bug. A poor little guy.
Yeah. What kind of bug was it?
It was huge. It was
a stink bug.
The size of my fist.
Oh, you squashed
it. It was not that big.
Yeah.
It's huge.
It was like the size of your fist. Is that what you said? What
little beady eyes.
What do you see, like a horse?
Is it smushed in the carpet now?
No, I have it over here. It's about the size of a nickel. Maybe.
Now it's a quarter. Now it's a quarter, yeah.
It might be a dime, actually.
Was it on the paper and she squished it on the paper?
No, it was on the floor, so I had to get it off of the carpet.
Oh.
You have it in there? I want a picture of it.
Yeah, sure.
Because then Ryan will eat it, you know.
Oh, this is horrible.
It didn't go anywhere near my shoe.
All right. Well, it's it's not something you do. You don't go around killing bugs.
Not a very good defense right there, actually.
We have Tom Thornburg on now. He's chief of training and with the Milford Fire Department.
Oh, see?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, I have some sad news here. We just had a bug not make it.
Yeah.
In the studio.
Maybe when you guys come over, you try and put some CPR on him. Give it a shot in the paddles.
Ah, poor guy.
Oh, wow.
You just brought into the control room here.
Right. It's being prepared for
Tom burial. Actually called in to talk about something we wanted to talk to him about, and that is two dogs were rescued by Milford firefighters.
Oh, look at you guys,
Yay.
Man. You guys were awesome. Yeah.
Correct.
Look at you.
Kind of the opposite of what just happened here.
Exactly right, yeah.
So, tell us what happened, Tom.
Was it two nights ago, we had a call from a monitoring company, fire alarm, that the smoke detector was activated at a residence. And our crews responded, and when they pulled up, they saw the homeowner on the front door, and there was smoke pushing out of the building, so it was an actual fire.
Right.
Interesting thing about that is the monitoring company allowed a four-minute window prior to him actually trying to call.
Oops.
So that's actually 4 minutes faster for us to respond.
Wait, the monitor company let it go for 4 minutes?
No, the monitor company called us. And by the time the homeowner realized what was going on, because he was hearing impaired, he didn't hear the smoke detector going off in his home.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
so it had been worse. Okay.
Not for the home monitor, could have been a lot worse.
If it wasn't for the home monitoring system, the fire would have been a lot larger and it could have been the worst circumstance.
Oh.
Well,
thank God for all of you, man.
Okay, very good.
Yeah.
So you guys arrived, the dogs are inside?
We arrived, and the elderly gentleman was at the front porch, and, he turned to one of our lieutenants that showed up. He said, I got two dogs that are still inside. He turned around to go back in. So we went and we grabbed him, got him outside, and then as they advanced hose lines to put the fire out, another crews went in and recovered two small dogs.
And what are the names of the dogs, do we know?
Smokey?
I don't know the names of the dogs. They were, I believe they were toy poodles. They were small. Small dogs.
Oh, wow.
Gotcha.
And how bad was the fire when they went in to get these dogs?
It was in the kitchen was involved, and the fire was starting to roll across the ceiling into the adjoining room. So you had high, heavy.
I'm sorry, Tom. I'm having a hard time hearing you.
So the kitchen was well involved, and the fire started rolling into the next room. So you definitely had high heat and minimal. Visual.
Wow.
Because the smoke is black and you can't see throughout it, so it's challenging.
And what's the deal with pets? Are you guys required to do it, or is it something you do it on a case by case basis depending on the situation?
No, you do your best. Pets are part of everybody's family.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
If you lose a pet, obviously everybody grieves the same way. So
Right.
Dogs are always happy when you come home, no matter how bad of a day you have.
It's true. Exactly.
Well, nice work there to everyone with the Milford Fire Department. We appreciate you coming on, Tom. Thank you.
Good job, man.
Hey, no problem. Thanks.
Wait, before I let you go, are you still there?
Yep.
Oh, here he is.
You perform CPR on dogs?
There have been times that we have, yes.
Wow.
I kiss three dogs my day.
That's...
They actually have special, masks that we put over the dogs that will...
I was going to say, how do you do
oxygen
that?
Oxygen with them.
Like muzzle shape, right?
Right.
Yeah, it's pretty much like a large Dixie cup, with the hole in the bottom where the oxygen goes through.
Gotcha.
Tubing.
Nice.
Wow. Well, thank you for what you do. We appreciate it.
Have a great day.
All right, Tom, thank you.
Ta-da.
Holy crap.
Yep.
I like him a lot.
Me too.
Saves
pets. Are you a little embarrassed that...
No.
You just talked to someone who saved two dogs from a fire.
I can see the bug from here.
Look what you've done to this thing.
You smushed him. He's broken. You broke him.
You stomped the life out of its body.
You broke a bug.
How did I stomp on him? He came at me on an index card at face level.
Was it holding a knife?
No, I just spit. At face level.
Coronavirus.
You're right.
And a bug and a dog are very, very different. Very different.
Thank you for noticing.
Wow. Wow.
No, bug's fine.
Poor bug wanted to live,
The bug
man.
Is fine.
It's not.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not sleeping.
You're not fine.
It's
when
not
you're
sleeping.
Dead. Yes. You're dead.
It's broken. You
when
broke
you're dead,
the bug.
You're dead.
You How broke do you the know bug. It wasn't dead before it got to me?
Because it crawled.
Well, we have video evidence.
We do.
Chicken Legs was recording as I was going in, and you can see it was crawling around, bothering nobody.
Right.
So oh, I have a before shot,
yeah.
By the way, because Chicken Legs was a scared little bitch leaving the studio.
Right, right, right.
He didn't even want to bring the dead one into you.
Right, right. By the way, that bug was a huge fan of Ashley's, just so you know. You couldn't wait to meet you.
Yeah.
So I can't wait to meet her.
Well,
I said, this will be great. You get to see her do a traffic report.
Exactly right.
It's like, oh, this is great. I get to see Ashley do a traffic report.
Would this be a traffic-related death?
And then now he's like, why am I dead? Right. It's a traffic-related death.
It is.
A traffic fatality happened here in the studio.
An accident in Milford, yes.
Bugs in cars, and normally you think windshield, but yeah. Not in this case.
Or radiators, yeah, the grill.
Oh, my God. All right. Yeah. I'm going to post these pictures, see how the internet reacts to your murder.
Right.
It was accidental.
Yeah. The bug's name was Squishy.
It was. It is now.
They stomp now.
It was like, what was that? Like
Such
a rim shot? It was. Now.
She choked on a bug.
Tammy Jackson, Executive Director of Literacy Volunteers of Southern Connecticut.
Wow.
In studio.
Long title.
Yeah, she's really, I feel like she's the unofficial mayor of Milford.
Right.
She can't hear anything in her headphones.
Co-mayor. Right.
Nope. No? Yeah, I don't know. Do we bang on the counter?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can
hear you.
Okay.
Yes.
Well,
yeah. So you'll just have to go with what I say,
yep.
And
okay.
You won't hear AJ.
Hi.
Just nod.
Good morning, everyone.
Yeah. Most folks prefer that.
Hi.
But yeah.
Better? Here we are. Yeah. Thanks.
Yeah, volume control.
Good morning.
Yay. Good morning.
Yay.
Twist a little knob and things happen.
When is the plunge?
So it's the Leprechaun Leap. It's going to be on Saturday, March 7th. Registration's at 9 o'clock, and we leap at 10 o'clock sharp.
Wow.
Yeah.
I've been there. I haven't done it, but
I've
been
once.
There, and it's a great vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. A
lot of costumes.
It's the fastest fundraiser ever. You're in and out in like 5 seconds. It's no big deal.
You are. You're not there all day long.
No.
But then there's different things you could do. You could go home and be on your merry way.
You could be.
You could hang out, or there's a party later.
Yeah, right. So we have an after party at the Bridge House in Devon, so... We go back there and we award different categories. So we like to celebrate and honor those that come and support the Leprechaun Leap.
That's cool. And where does that money go?
It goes to literacy volunteers. So we help adults in the community with their English skills. There's a lot of people that still need English support.
Right.
Yeah. And, well, can we play that montage of AJ earlier?
I can see the money. Good.
Hold AJ, on. I've told you before, you can come and see us anytime.
Yes, I know you said that.
Here it is.
Pay attention to it. Yep, not top 10, nope.
Yeah, no, a couple of times I haven't seen it, yep, nope.
Don't want to go into it right now because we're having time fun here.
Got to talk at human speed.
I did, exactly. Yeah. We'll head down to New London Wharf Commons.
It's kind of like chili when you drop in a piece of cheese.
I don't know how to identify that.
You're right. So it's folks who come here who don't know how to speak English. Imagine going to a foreign country and... living there and not knowing the language, not having a penny.
Right.
Yeah.
So a lot of them come to us, and then we offer one-on-one tutoring. And so that's the whole reason why we fundraise, is to support our students, which we tutor over 130 students a year.
Holy cow.
There's 46 different languages just in Milford.
Wow.
So
46?
People don't realize how diverse our community is.
How did you count that?
Oh, there's town profile. So the census is coming up, so that's another identifiable source.
46.
Yeah.
That's known.
One neighborhood alone, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
Yeah.
How much is it to do the leap?
So if you bring a $30 donation, you'll get a T-shirt. But some people like to help fundraise for us, so they can go on our website and download a pledge form, ask their friends and family to help donate. So any kind of funds that are raised will go towards the center.
That's awesome. AJ, you did it once?
I did it 1 year, yeah.
Yeah.
And you're in and out. Like, you wear costumes, they get you right in the water, you splash around, you come right back out again.
Right.
We even had some pretty creative ways. People bring their dogs. We'll do canine leapers. We've even had some people make signs and say, please help me raise, you know, $100 so I don't have to leap. So we have some really loyal fans and people that, you know, really support the center, and they want to advocate for us and help and support. So it's really great.
Oh, that's a creative way to do it.
Yeah,
give me money and then I won't jump in.
Right.
Right. I love that. All right, where should we go for more information?
So you can go to our website. It's www.lvsct.org. Find the Leprechaun Leap page, or you can go to our Facebook page. There's a Leprechaun Leap page, and there's all sorts of information and pictures and video on there. So it's fun to check it out and see what's in store for you on Saturday.
That's awesome. And then you can go to WPLR.com. All these things are linked up there now, right?
Absolutely.
Seriously?
Yep.
All right. All set. Very good. All right. Thank you, Tammy.
Awesome.
Appreciate
You're the best. Thanks.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.